this meeting on behalf of the Patient Committee will come to order. Today is Wednesday, April 27th, and it is a time that we both 6 a.m. and the Buddy Davis Committee Room in the Office of State Capitol in Genoa. Members present are co-chair Rep. Harriet Dillon, Rep. Blair Hopkins, Rep. Mike Funk, Rep. Mike Fox, Rep. Warren Dillon. Dave Griffiths, today is a class meeting, has an excuse absence, and myself, co-chair Rep. Blackie Story. We have a quorum to conduct business. I'd like to recognize the recording secretary, Lori Roland, and our fellow moderator, Tori Haynes. Thank you both. Before we begin, please silence your phones. This morning, we will continue learning Science-Based 72 secondary school science education. Committee first heard Science-Based 72 on March 11th. At that time, the bill sponsor presented the bill to the chairman and other fellows. The committee heard public testimony and set an amendment deadline. Public testimony was left open last time this bill was heard. I will reopen it now. Is there anyone in the room who wishes to testify? See none. And I don't see anyone online. See none. I will close public testimony at this time. One amendment has been submitted by my office. It has been distributed to members' desks. It is labeled amendment number one. Madam Co-Chair, may I have a motion? Sure. have them invite the schoolroom memories and family members into the class, and that they can certainly never really follow their campaign, what they're running for, and you can ask them questions about that, and even I can pick one, and I will then be able to do so. Really trying to put civics into action. So, I also wanted to point out that we heard from Len Willis, who was before us when he asked the questions about his desire to serve on the professional teachers' practice of commission again. And as he said, he has built student success as a learning tool that he would not require for graduation. And I certainly think that test is a great learning tool, the naturalization test. And I think as there still calls for the Department of Education to develop curriculum for certificates of education, I certainly hope that I would suggest that, you know, they talk about, you know, recommending that the students take that as an assessment and a learning tool, but not that the desire states just with it. So I'm not so playful. Many comments, if they prefer to indulge in all that, and they just need to make a discussion.
Naturalization test. That is the other part. We wanted to get our students familiar with native systems around as well, and that is just a little bit less defined, I guess we would say, at this point. We don't know quite what that's going to be. So, and then there was a concern we were discussing with that part with the native history. For a district like the Village of Stars School District, where we have a fairly local student population, both people coming in working construction and then going to move out there to the university, and also now to the military base. So it's quite a fluid population, and they weren't sure that that was such a good idea. So that was an experience like that. Supported generally with the idea of making it as part of some sort of an assessment, but to make it the requirement for graduation did seem a little obsessive. So then, with that in mind, with this, assuming the amendment passes, I would like to amend on page 1 of the amendment. Offer a conceptual amendment to deal the word, to delete the word anyway.
So you're making an amendment to the amendment to delete the word?
On line 16, delete the word. Bridget is monitoring. I move conceptual amendment to amend one. That's for purposes of discussion. Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. The purpose, right now, the amendment we have, the district. that an annual report is excessive.
And I'm sorry, can you find exactly what time that is when we get on the first time?
Line 16.
Line 16 is a long time. You would like to understand community districts, so provide the coroner report that includes a description. Any other discussion on that? And I will ask you the full sponsor could not be here this morning, but Mr. Lampkin is here from Senator Stevens' office, and please come forward so we can ask my very lovely list to Hopkins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Your report, I don't think that's the most certain out there. Maybe do some changes, the curriculum or something like that. It could also be a way to speak to it. Mr. Lampkin is the bill sponsor. Representative, is there something other structurally, I don't know, structurally in the bill that taking that amendment would be a bad amendment? Thank you, Madam Chair. Looks like the amendment to the amendment does a change of what the district has to do. Section 2 does not impact Section 2 of the bill. So Section 2 would still require the State Board of Ed to provide that report to the legislature. So if the district doesn't change their civics curriculum, the report would be the same to the legislature every year until that district changes it. So if it is, the district shall notify the department when curriculum is finalized and changed. Would not impact the annual report to the legislature. It would be the same sort of impact. It would be left to work on the district. So, Representative Parks, if you wanted to withdraw that specific motion and offer one where it is when they change it or that when they change, when the district changes and finalizes the motion, things like that, or the district's curriculum order, that we basically get the annual report, but the district only has to make that annual report when they change their curriculum. So I don't want to make that report to the department when they change their curriculum. I'd be really interested in that curriculum department. They would still get the updates, the department would get the updates when they're changed, and the district would have to do the work where they change it.
heard are facts.
Thank you, report to your story. I'd like to withdraw conceptual amendment number one and offer
zero objection number one. Okay, thank you. Please proceed.
And offer conceptual amendment number two. It could be to on line 16 to report annually, and on line 17 after rather. Information. Insert when updated.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, any objection? Seeing no objection on the amendment to the amendment is adopted. So that brings back the rule on amendment. After the amendment is amended, is there any more discussion? And I do want to offer Mr. Lampkin an opportunity to comment.
Okay.
Thank you for keeping me both the right procedure with you. So thank you for those comments, Mr. Lampkin. Are there any other comments?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I also read that submission report that the sponsor of the bill sat on back in 2014, and he was the proposal that you had. I could not agree more with the sponsor about the importance of serious education. Close friends with the immediate past office teacher of the year, who was the next biggest teacher in Fairbanks, and she provided some pretty compelling testimony in the Senate, and that same compelling testimony to our committee as well in written form. And it was Jimmy Galloway, she's a teacher at West Valley High School. I believe that this bill will alleviate some of her concerns. Or sorry, this amendment, and not the department's bill, will alleviate some of the concerns. So I'm a strong supporter of this amendment, and also agree that the importance of the project and the involvement in the previous process is paramount to being engaged with the staff work, and Ms. Galloway does an amazing job of that. Mr. Wheeler does an amazing job of that, and the story of the tool and his participation in that service task force as well, and all of the other teachers and practitioners who testified at that service task force. And if this has citizenship list for a number of years, some of them kept data on it personally, some of them didn't, but all of them stopped using it as a learning tool and more of a paper exercise. So I think because of these specific reasons, I did not teach what those teachers thought it was going to. So they moved away from it. So I think that's the right direction to go with this bill, and I look forward to it. Civic education in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. I'm not going to object to this amendment, but at some point, accountability word gets thrown out all the time, and it has to come into play when we're doing it through the education.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Just want to make another comment to and that is, if it was a high stakes test, districts would definitely have to look at government classes, continuing advanced civics class, where we get that they might have to staff up more if it's 3 make sure everybody did that fast is pull students. Sorry, there might be a lot of space for them to everything that they can be serving. That'd be an unfunded mandate, and that's why I hope that's included. That'll be interesting to see what the board comes up with the civics and how that came out of the American government and how it is all developed. So I look forward to that, that report, and as I think everybody around this table really thinks civic participation is important. But where we are, we're very much in the area of civics and public process, and trying to work together well. So I'm really proud of that.
As I recall, when we discussed this previously, there were other people expressing concerns about accountability. I think the commissioner and I don't recall the other senator statements, but this, I guess my question is, does he have thoughts on deleting the requirement for an assessment as part of graduation?
There were first time students in the chair with Paul Parks, you know, all center students. I think one of those three lines and said, look, the minister that gets tested and taught, he just wants to confirm that the social studies, specifically students, are something our students are being exposed to. Whether or not at this time we require a test in order to get a diploma, it may be. It's agreeable to our students to make this change.
Yeah. I don't know, I would be like, I think that I expect teachers when they're giving the class to make sure that they are assessing their kids in a variety of ways and make sure that they are meeting the standards of the class in order to pass the class. So, I think there is some accountability, and I think sometimes they'll be doing it on one test. Sometimes boards of educators to just teach to the test, and then it goes out more of that project-based learning, which I think is so important, how to put civics into action and students doing that. So I appreciate all the comments that everyone is making, and I know accountability is really important. So anyway, on those topics of discussion, I just want one of my objection. So we come back to the main motion before us as amended, and what does it request from
objectionable?
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. So we can take your objection.
Right, just maybe further discussion.
So, objections? We're back to the main motion as amended. Are there any objections to that? Seeing none, the amendment number one as amended is adopted. On the record, if you're speaking as well, I would like to move this bill from committee at this time. Madam Pro Tem, may I have the motion?
Madam Pro Tem, I move to report CS-FB-72, findings amended, version 32-SLS-047B-D, out of committee as amended with the committee of fiscal notes.
There being no objection, it is substituted for Senate Bill Finance Amendment 72 version 32-LS-047A-D is reported out of committee as amended with the accompanying fiscal notes. We will now take attendance to present the committee report. Adjourned at 8:37 a.m.